It's time for another WMSC featured movie.
In 1985, Russian boxer Ivan Drago killed former US champion Apollo Creed in a tragic match that stunned the world. Against the wishes of trainer Rocky Balboa, Apollo's son and current champ Adonis Creed accepts a challenge from Drago's son, another dangerous fighter. Under guidance from Rocky, Adonis trains for the showdown of his life, a date with destiny that soon becomes his obsession. Now, Creed and Balboa must confront their shared legacy as the past comes back to haunt each man.
Michael B. Jordan sat down to talk about making a sequel and reintroducing the rivalry between Rocky and Ivan Drago.
First time having a sequel to anything, being able to take these characters that we were so familiar with, that we built, you know, Ryan and I built, you know, the first time around, to see where, you know, Adonis and Bianca's relationship would go, you know, being professionals in their own right, wanting to have their own, you know, careers and passions, and how they would kind of, you know, meld, you know, together. A representation of our generation of being entrepreneurs and, you know, wanting to have their own and be their own person, but learning how to have love together as well and compromise, I thought was very interesting. And his evolution as a boxer, the first time, you know, just, you know, was more of an origin story. He had like a fight within himself to figure out who he was. So to see where he was years later, you know, to see how that path would go, his relationship with Rocky, how that would build, how that would change and evolve. Yeah, there's a lot of things, you know, this is a very layered film, you know, with a lot of themes and a lot of things to kind of talk about. So I was very interested in seeing where that would go. Bringing back, you know, Ivan Drago and, you know, his son Victor and that storyline, that history, that animosity, you know, into Creed and Rocky, it just made it that much more intense. Usually in the world of boxing, they have, you know, boxers usually have their sons usually following similar paths. You know, it's all they know. They grow up in the gym. They grow up around it. So it was kind of natural that just like I would be boxing after, you know, Apollo, you know, that Victor would kind of naturally box after, you know, Ivan. So it was a natural fit, and you know the stakes. It's like it's a loaded situation. Like, you know the history between those two. I'm somehow caught up in between the both of them, and it's like, all right, you know, mentor, coach, father figure, you know, the guy who killed my dad, son of the guy who killed my dad, you know, just the whole triangle of us was a lot of layers to kind of like fold into like moments of performance. Rocky's on board, you know, his mom is on board, knows he's doing, his wife is on board, you know, he has a daughter now, somebody who needs him, who he has to come back to because he's not going to repeat his father's mistakes. So he's kind of came to this understanding with everybody in the circle, and then it's a team, like everybody's fighting Drago, not just Adonis. And I think that's the kind of support that he needs in order to win. And if he loses, then he knows that it wasn't just him. He's not fighting alone. And I think that that's something really powerful. And yeah, it made for some interesting moments on the screen. So it was cool.
Creed 2 is rated PG-13.